Steve Goodman, it's awfully nice to have you back. How long? Was it about 8 months ago?
It was February 5th is when it was. I even remember it, and it was 21 below, and John Prine and Bonnie Kolak and myself played at the
Guthrie.
At the Guthrie, for the Walker Arts thing.
Yeah, that was quite a concert for you that night. As I recall, you got a standing ovation after the fourth song. And you sort of blew everyone else out of the hall, which was too bad because I know that.
I don't remember anything like that happening, but that part about blowing anybody else out of the hall. I think Bonnie Kolak and John Prine can hold their own pretty well.
Oh, yeah, I know you're all friends. It's just that it sort of seemed like it was your performance that night, and that happens sometimes. Bonnie was in town about 2 weeks ago, and we talked with her, and she still remembered that.
I was always ticked off at Bonnie for not taking an encore that night. The house was screaming. You know, she had people standing on the chairs by the time she got off stage. That, at least the way I remember it, 8 months can play tricks on your mind. And I'm standing backstage and saying, "Oh, Steve, I didn't do that." Well, I almost punched her. She did so good that night. And she's terrific. And I really have a lot of respect for her. And but I think John's just about the best thing since sliced bread, you know.
Yeah.
He's a terrific lyric writer.
Yeah, John Prine is one of the most important lyricists for this generation since Dylan, since out of the tradition of Woody Guthrie and people like that.
I think Woody Guthrie is also one of the most important lyricists for this generation, but nobody's been able to tell large numbers of people that. I don't know. Maybe Jack Elliott ought to really just have a renaissance or something, right? And that'd be good.
It's been a while since we've heard anything from him. It's been about 2 years since I've seen an album by him.
He's on a Cat Stevens tour.
Is he really? Cat's supposed to be in town.
I don't know if Jack will still be on it when Cat gets up here. It's kind of rough for somebody to go out there and sing Mule Skinner Blues and This Land Is Your Land when everybody wants to hear Peace Train. You know, it's a kind of a mismatched booking. But Jack's such a terrific entertainer that he can get away with it.
By the way, we're talking with Steve Goodman, who's in town for one night only. He'll be appearing at the Hull Coffee House tonight. Doors will open at 8:30. Right. Sean Blackburn will go on stage at 9.
Who I haven't heard.
I think you'll enjoy him.
Okay.
He's okay.
So you have anything by him lying around, a tape or anything?
No, he's local. He's still he's doing what you were doing up until you got recorded, I guess, playing at clubs, medium-sized, small clubs.
Maybe I ought to just get a tape of him and play it every now and then.
We're trying to work on that for local musicians.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. This would be a good station to do it at, too.
Yeah, we do try to play as many local people as we can, but a lot of times they bring in stuff that's really poorly recorded. And
That's the problem with being poor.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alan. You know, is that you just can't walk into A&R in New York and say, "Well, need a couple hours to lay down some tunes for KQ out in Minneapolis." They don't let you do that. Yeah. But I don't know. I guess the reason why I like this station and like GLD in Chicago and stuff like that is because they really do help out the locals. Yeah. In Chicago, the classical music station, radio's weird in Chicago. I don't talk about this too much. It bore the hell out of your audience. But in Chicago, the classical music station, WFMT, an FM classical music station, has the best and longest-running show that leans towards folk music, the Midnight Special. They run it on Saturday night from 10 at night till 1 in the morning. They get about 150,000 people to listen to it, and then they rerun it on Wednesday afternoon. They tape it. And between them and Studs Terkel being down on that same station 5 days a week, with his morning interview show, it turns out that the classical or fine arts and news station on the FM dial has done as much for that local scene in Chicago as any of those record companies or any of that other nonsense.
I have a story about two classical radio stations that were competing in the same market, and one of them kept getting higher ratings, and no one could figure out why, since they were both classical stations. And it turned out that the most successful one played shorter versions of more popular classical music. And like in afternoon drive time, they'd play, you know, instead of a full thing that would last half an hour or 45 minutes, they keep it, cuts down to like 8 minutes or 12 minutes.
They just play everybody's favorite movement from a symphony, right?
Very successful. Just rubbed out the competition.
Oh. When they played Chopin, they just played the preludes and stuff.
Sort of thing, yeah. We brought your guitar along.
I don't know why.
Is it like a security blanket?
Yeah, I guess, you know, they asked me if I brought my guitar. I guess it's sort of like asking me if I brought my legs, you know. But a carpenter doesn't go anywhere without his hammer, you know. That's, you know, pretty hackneyed, I guess, but it's true. You know, I don't understand musicians that never have their instrument with them. It shows up in the truck about 5 minutes before they go on and somebody else tunes it, you know. I just don't understand it. I mean, I understand how if you're on a tour or something, you know, and the instrument can end up getting lost, right? And if you play with a large band and there's a sound crew and all that, how it's probably to everyone's benefit for you not to have the guitar around, right? But I hope I never get to the point where somebody else has to carry it, you know.
I've got a question to ask you.
Sure.
Are you happy with the version of City of New Orleans, which you wrote that Arlo Guthrie has released in his...
Oh, sure I am.
He does a nice job on it.
Yeah, I think he read the lyrics great. You know, a lot of people, you know, it seems to be a conspiracy to get me to say that I didn't like Arlo's version of it because it was too slow or this or that, you know, and I'm not, you know, accusing you of anything like that at all. I'm just saying that, the damn thing's going to pay my rent, for God's sake. So even if I hated it, I wouldn't go on the air and bite my tongue off, you know? It didn't make a lot of sense. And the fact that I like it, and he worked so hard on it, I taught it to him a year and a half ago, and I was in the back of a bar, and I was sort of embarrassed. I didn't, you know, really want to be there, but the owner of this place made me play the song for Arlo, gave me Arlo's guitar and made me play the song for him, and Arlo just sort of sat there with his head in his hands like this had happened to him 500,000 times before, you know. And when the song was done, he looked up and he said, yeah, it's a pretty decent song. And the club owner says, I want you to take it down to Johnny Cash down in Nashville because it's about trains. And Arlo said, well, I'll see, John. Maybe I'll take it down there. And I said, well, thanks. And I got out of there real quick. And then I sent him a lead sheet of it. He asked me to do that. So I sent him a lead sheet of the song. And 6 months later, he came back through Chicago, and he was singing it on stage. And he slowed it down, and he was playing it on the piano instead of the guitar. And he read the lyrics terrific. It's the best, he reads them a lot better than I do. You know, it's the best reading of the lyrics of that thing. And for God's sake, that whole song is just lyrics, unless, you know, you got something train time going on in the background, which is the tempo I did it at, I guess. I figured it out. The way Arlo does it, there's no train in it, in the music, really. You can't really hear it train, but it definitely is a disappearing railroad blues, you know, which is okay with me. I think he read the lyrics great, and I'm real glad somebody's version of it sold, because everybody had been telling me it was a good song, and nobody else other than me and my friends was believing it. I wrote the thing over 2 years ago.
Have you got any new material you're going to be doing tonight?
Oh, a couple of songs here and there. Right after I left here last time, I went to Rochester, New York, and I met this lady there who is a widow. She's 21 years old, and she has two kids, and her husband was killed overseas. And it isn't a pretty story, but what she does is she tears up her widow's and orphan's benefit check when the government mails it to her every month and sends it back. And I just wrote it down the way she told it to me. I sang it a cappella, you know. I never could think up a guitar part to it. If you want, I'll do it.
If you want to, if you feel comfortable.
I feel real comfortable doing it. I hope I don't cause any suicides. It's a pretty sad song. Oh, my name is Penny Evans, and my age is 21. A young widow in the war that's being fought in Vietnam, and have two infant daughters, and I do the best I can. They say the war is almost over, but I think it's just begun. And I remember I was 17 the day I met young Bill. And at his father's grand piano, we'd play Good Old Heart and Soul. Well, I only knew the left hand part, and he the right so well. He's the only boy I slept with, and the only one I will. And it's first we had a baby girl, and we had 2 good years. And it's next the one a notice came, and we parted without tears. And it's 9 months from our last good night, our second babe appears. And it's 10 months and a telegram confirming all our fears. And every month I get a check from an army bureaucrat. And every month I tear it up, and I mail the damn thing back. Do you think that makes it all right? And do you think I'd fall for that? You can keep your bloody money, and it won't bring my Billy back. And I never cared for politics and speeches I don't understand. Likewise, never took no charity from any living man. But tonight there's 50,000 gone in that unhappy land. And 50,000 heart and souls being played with just one hand. And my name is Penny Evans. Say, I've just gone 21. A young widow in the war that's being fought in Vietnam. And I have 2 infant daughters. Thank God I have no sons. They say the war is almost over, but I think it's just begun.
We're listening to Steve Goodman, who's in town for a performance tonight at the Hull Coffee House. It's a nice song.
Yeah, it's a sad story. I couldn't believe it. You know, I asked this girl what she knew about music. I was trying to change the subject, you know, because I was depressing the hell out of myself. I didn't want to be there. And she told me that she knew Chopsticks and Heart and Soul on the piano. I said, well, dummy, it takes 2 people to play Heart and Soul. And about 20 minutes later, when I got my foot out of my mouth, I went home and just wrote it down. Went back to the Round Town or Motor Inn or something like that.
We want to play
something a little lighter.
Somebody Else's Troubles.
Yeah, why don't you play that? That's fun. It's a yeah, that was fun to do.
Okay.
Good fiddling on there by a fellow named Kenny Kosak.
And yeah. This is the flip side of election year rag.
Right.
Right. Who's playing piano?
Oh, all right. Bromberg plays dobro on this track here, and I asked him if he knew any piano players in New York, since that's where we were doing it. And he said, well, I know this guy, and he isn't too dependable, you know, and I really don't know if he'll show up, but he plays good, and I think I can talk him into it, because he likes your stuff. He's heard some of your stuff and all that. And we got to the studio, and the piano player was 45 minutes late, and I said, David, you're right, he's undependable, man. Who can we call? And he said, no, man, the guy will be here. Wait. And that's when it hit me. You know, and about 10 minutes later, Bob Dylan comes into the studio, takes off his cowboy hat, and not only learned the two tunes we were doing and played his butt off, but sings harmony on this. That was just a barrel of laughs. I'm still in shock. You know, he's really quite a guy. I think he's working real hard not to be a legend, you know, just to be a person. That self-portrait album shows that. He's just cutting anybody's stuff just for the sake of singing and having a good time. He's got a couple of new ones, a thing called Wallflower that I don't think's out anywhere yet that he was singing. It's real pretty. So he's still writing, you know, Have No Fear and all that. But he's playing on Sir Douglas's session. I saw him there, and, you know, we're going back into the studio Monday, and he told me he was going to show up. I think he just wants to get out and play. And well, I'm real glad that I bumped into him about the time he decided to do that, because it was a pleasure to work with him.
All right. This is Steve Goodman, Somebody Else's Troubles.
Listen to him. Sit up there on the Penny Coast line.
And everything is gonna be all right.
Right, Election Urag and Somebody Else's Troubles are just the two that we got completed the couple of days. You know, by the time you get done mixing them, sometimes it takes that second day even to do two tunes. And, well, Monday, go back to Bell Sound on 54th Street in New York and try and get some things together. We're going to be missing Bromberg, but the rest of the band's pretty much intact. David's going out on the road. And he'd probably take Kosak the Fiddler with him, but I know a couple of ringers. You know, a kid named Larry Packer out in New York plays real good fiddle. And we'll cut some different stuff. I cut a couple of tunes that were mostly about Chicago originally. A thing called the Linkin Park Pirates. It's about a... I'll sing it for you if you'd like. It's about this fellow who tows the cars off the streets in Chicago. I don't know. You've probably all seen those signs that say 90-minute parking. Violators would be towed at the owner's expense.
Yeah, there are pirates like that in every city. We've got ours, and...
Oh, all right. Well, I'll do the song. That's probably why I'm going to cut it, is because, you know, one night when I was drunk, I sang it in Buffalo, New York, and it was the best song of the set, and I figured nobody was going to understand it. And so I tried it again in Irvine, California, and the same thing happened. And I sang it on a radio station in Denver. Real nice station out there. It's a lot like this one, I think.
KFML.
KFML, right. Yeah. A guy named Jerry Mills, who's a bluegrass mandolin player, it turns out, that's the afternoon DJ there. And he made me tape it so he could play it. And I figured, well, if he was that serious about it, I'll go ahead and record it. I just thought it was a throwaway.
First, we got to do a station break.
Oh, okay.
From Golden Valley, KQRS, AM and FM. That's it.
That was it?
That's it.
Sure you can't stretch it? I want a tune. Pick out your favorite towing company and keep them in mind through this. My guitar's got airplane-itis, I think. Little-known facts in this song. song. The state prison in Illinois is located in scenic downtown Joliet, Illinois. It's pretty close. The street lamps are on in Chicago tonight, and lovers are gazing at stars. The stores are all closing, and Daly is dozing, and Casio is counting the cars. There's more cars than places to put 'em, he said, but I got room for them all. So round 'em up, boys, I want some more toys, and hit the lot by the grocery store. Timmy Way, hey, tow 'em away. The Lincoln Park Pirates are we. From Wilmette to Gary, there's none that's so hairy, and we always collect our fee. Way, hey, toll them away, and we plunder the streets of your town. Be it Edsel or Chevy, there's no car too heavy, and no one can make us shut down. Break into cars when we gotta, with pickaxe and hammer and saw. And they said my garage had no license, but little care I for the law. All my drivers are friendly and courteous, their good manners you always will get, 'cause they all are recent graduates of the charm school in Joliet. Timmy Way, hey, tow 'em away, and the Lincoln Park Pirates are we. From Wilmette to Gary, there's none that's so hairy, and we always collect our fee. Way, hey, tow 'em away, and we plunder the streets of your town. Be it Edsel or Chevy, there's no car too heavy, and no one can make us shut down. Now here's the master plan of the Lincoln Towing Company. And when all the cars are collected, and all of their fenders are ruined, then I'll tow every boat in Belmont Harbor to the Lincoln Park Lagoon. And when I've collected the ransom and sunk all the ones that won't yield, and I'll tow all the planes that are blocking the runways at Midway, O'Hare, and Meigs Field. Timmy Way, hey, tow 'em away, in the Lincoln Park Pirates are we. From Wilmette to Gary, there's none that's so hairy, and we always collect our fee. Way, hey, tow 'em away, and citizens gather around. If he wants to play rough, well, then let's call his bluff, and let's tow that bum out of town. Some alderman gave me all the facts on that. I went to his office. A friend of mine had his car towed away by those guys, and I went to Alderman Simpson's office, and it turns out that the state's attorney and a whole bunch of other people had a whole case on this guy, you know, illegal practices that they'd been building over 4 or 5 years. And so I just sort of wrote something that I figured it'd only get sung once at some rally that enraged Parkers. All right, we're going to throw, right? And I never got to that. You know, I was out of town when they held it, right?
Lincoln Park Pirates.
Yeah.
Steve Goodman. When's your new album coming out? Do you know?
Oh, first we got to make it.
You're what? How far into it are you?
Oh, well, this next week, starting Monday, it'll take us a week and we'll finish it probably. And so we can pray for Thanksgiving, right? You know, the cover's done. Really, all we got to do is put the printing on the back and print the lyrics on the sleeve and make the tapes next week. And barring any acts of God, it shouldn't take any longer than a week to wrap it up. And so then you can add, you know, 4 or 5 weeks onto that. And definitely by Christmas, and I'm hoping for Thanksgiving myself.
You're on a couple of the things on the new John Prine album. You sing harmony, play a little guitar, I think.
Yeah, Souvenirs was the one that I really had a good time on. Well, I had a good time on that whole session.
Is Prine going to be
fun.
In? Is John going to be in any of your...
John's working next week out in the Southwest. He's going to be in Texas all week. Yeah, John's always invited to show up. You know, I mean, he has a standing invitation. But I've been supposedly cutting this album for the last 7 months at various times, you know. And I got no gripes, you know. I mean, it's all working out just fine now. But there was a little confusion as to which studio we were going to do it in and where. And mostly I was just sort of along for the ride, you know, and while everybody else went through all these changes on it. And by the time we finally got one place and got most of the people together at the right time, John already had his booking down in Texas, so there's no help for it.
Okay, we're talking with Steve Goodman. This is KQRS. Steve, we're going to have to kind of wrap this up a little bit.
Appreciate you having me.
You want to do another song, or you just want to say goodbye, or...
Why don't you play the new stuff that we got there, play the election you're at? Could you do that?
Sure, we'll do that, and we'll just encourage everybody to who can to stop out to see you tonight at the Whole Coffee House.
Yeah, that'd
Kaufman
be great.
Union, basement of Kaufman Union.
Be fun.
Doors open at 8:30.
Everybody tells me Sean Blackburn's good, so you won't be a loser one way or the other, I guess.
Okay. Well, Steve, thank you for coming out. It's really nice
it.
To see you again.
Okay, good.
Been a while since we've seen you.
See you in 8 months.
Okay. Election year rags, Steve Goodman.